Probably when Martin's Landing was our first really big subdivision. That's the first time, quote, as you alluded to, outsiders, which, you know, maybe they moved here from Atlanta. But that was the first influence we had, you know, losing our, quote, small town charm.
So industry started coming here and people started moving, or did people live here to work in Atlanta, or was there actually more industry coming to the area? There's a lot of businesses in Roswell now.
Well, there is now, but back then, up until then, the largest businesses we probably had in Roswell was the Roswell Seating Company, what we refer to as the pants factory. There was no good jobs, I would say. I mean, it was all to make a living. And most of the people with the better jobs still worked in Atlanta.
And they would commute back and forth.
And then when they built Runway 400, I remember when they built it, there was virtually no cars on it. I mean, there was some, but the traffic was nothing like it was now. And then when they widened it four lanes, once again, it was like there was no cars on it. And then today, it's full.
That's just
all day.
I was gonna say all the time. It's never.
That's just where it worked too. Rovers drove, Lord of mercy. It ain't like that. It all used to be in the cotton and corn, of course. That was their money crop back in them. They had a tater house up there. They put the sweet potatoes in and dry them out, and you go up there and get them. But they don't do that now. Nothing like that now. It's a lot different. You know, we're living in a new world where we used to. As you got to get used to. If you don't know nothing about, though, like chickens or something, you got to know what you're doing. If you don't, you go busted. Because it takes. I know a fella who raised chickens. He said, I don't know nobody ever raised chickens no more than me because they got disease. Wait, you ever know him? Lived up on Travalpa Road.
I knew the family, but I don't know that I knew.
I used to buy milk and butter from them. That's the best stuff in the world, is good milk and butter and good homemade syrup. We used to buy syrup by the gallons. It come in a gallon bucket. It would take us long to eat a gallon. And boy, some people don't know how to make syrup because you go up there and Blair at that fair, they have skimmings and juice, thin. They don't cook it long enough. You used to have to take that syrup and take a knife and cut it so thick it wouldn't pour.
That sounds good.
It's cooked good. It's like jelly. You bake home. Now I like good homemade jam and jelly. I told my sister one time, I said, Jean, I said, I'll buy y'all some blackberries to go make, do what I want with it. I said, she'll make me, I bought 12 gallons. Give $12 a gallon for them. And I said, I hope you make me make you jam and jelly out of them. And they did. The best stuff you ever eat, you like. You take a homemade biscuit. My mother used to have these big old pans, like a soap pipe, you know, to build them back in. And she'd put about 50 biscuits in there at a time. And Lord, we'd eat them things just like eating grapes. You know, hungry, young. We was young, you know. And it wouldn't hurt you. And you had a big old wooden stove. And went and take a bath in a tin tub because that's all you had. It heat your water. And back then, we needed to, we ought to have